I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
All right, what's the report from outside?
I was outside for maybe 3 minutes. I counted 8 Q-tips. It's got to be one person that just throws their Q-tips out the window when they're done using them in their cars.
It's Mike Shope.
One person?
More than one person using Q-tips and throwing them outside?
I don't think I use 8 Q-tips in a year.
I think I've never used 8 Q-tips.
And the Bulldog.
What the hell is going on out there? Q-tips, I don't think I want to work in a place where people like roll their windows down if they're using Q-tips for Lord knows what and just throw them on the ground.
Well, you do.
What, is it the 70s?
Oh, that's not very nice.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Driving on the highway 65 miles an hour. You know, I get a little left in my soda from the fast food drive out the window. That was the 70s. Who gives an F about anything?
Throw a burrito out the window.
Nothing matters. 2025, what are you doing?
On WGR.
Throwing Q-tips out of your car.
Sports Radio 550.
Oh, I mean, maybe it's just us, but this is a baseball day. Bulldog's in his vintage Red Sox hat. He was just at Fenway.
Had to run back in the house to get it. I walked out the door. The door wasn't locked. I was about to close the door. I went, hat! And went back upstairs.
So you chose to go back in to get it.
Yes.
You thought of it. Like today
I thought of it.
A baseball day.
I had thought of it earlier. And I thought, earlier in the day, I thought, I want to represent. You know, Owen and I went to Fenway this summer. I'm trying to be back. I'm not really back, but whatever. I'm pretending. I'm posing. And got to wear the hat. They play the cap. The cap, not a hat. They played today at 6.
It's a hat.
Yeah, whatever.
A cap is a hat.
Yeah.
Come on. I should have worn Reds.
Yeah, you should have.
I have a Reds visor. You've seen it on the Twitch and the YouTube. Went Blue Jays instead.
You're referring to it as the Twitch.
The Twitch. Already bracing for the next round where the Blue Jays get the Yankees or the Red Sox. Probably Boston, let's be honest. Should be Boston. And the Reds visor didn't come up at home. Didn't run back in the house.
Why do you say it like that? Are they favored in this? I've not even looked.
No, but they'll win.
Okay.
I hope
that's right. I don't know.
The Yankees are Aaron Judge, period. That's it.
Stan's been
who?
I know. He's had some pretty big hits down the stretch.
I think
for
you're
them.
Fine. I bet Boston.
All right.
You might not want to because it's your team.
Yeah. No, I don't care about that.
I would bet Boston.
All right.
I don't think the Yankees are good at all. You know who's been good for Boston, which could be funny in this series? Chapman.
Yeah. He has been good. I don't really like rooting for him, but, you know, whatever. He's only usually pitching an inning.
Is it time for some reverse AL power rankings? I guess we don't have that. I didn't clear it with Empire. Instead, as we embark on this Tuesday, Ross Tucker to come later, it's time now for the reverse AFC power rankings powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit EmpireElectricians.com. It is such a baseball day. The playoff format might not be perfect, but go outside for 5 minutes. It's Tuesday. It's the one day of the week that football doesn't own us. Give it to them. Right? Just give it to baseball today.
Are you saying Wednesday owns us because of your fantasy waivers day or something? Because Wednesday's a free.
That's right.
Wednesday's a freebie for most normal people.
I am saying that.
But I appreciate the point. Yeah, I went last week from not really knowing what the format was to just being completely and totally fired up for these three-game series. Like, once I knew what it was and I saw the matchups, we talked about it yesterday. The matchups all work for me. They all touch different wires for me. Historic matchups, rival, whatever it is, it all just looks great. So, and the scene in Cleveland today, I mean, I know it's not a packed stadium or anything, but sunshine, blue sky, I mean, it's just
the best.
It's beautiful. Yeah.
And then you get the Cubs right now starting their game with the Padres in the rightful setting of an afternoon game at Wrigley Field.
Right.
Well, yeah. I propose a new wrinkle to the reverse AFC power rankings. That is tier breaks.
Okay, we could have had a meeting about this.
Well, this is the meeting.
We're having a meeting now, yeah.
You're at the meeting.
I do like in-the-moment meetings. That's fine.
I'm proposing it.
Okay.
Tier breaks. If we all agree that this is the end, the bottom, the top of a tier, mm-hmm. I'll draw a double line. And then that'll be permanent. And then in the, you know, when the Buffalo Historical Society analyzes this pile of documents and, you know, breaks down and they make charts about, you know, how the ebbs and flows of the rankings, you'll see the tier breaks. But they didn't think of it. And I was listening the day they did. They were talking about the Red Sox in late 2025 when they thought, you know, tier breaks might be good to mark on these. All right, ready?
I am, but I have a problem.
16?
Yeah.
I have no problem at 16.
Really?
None.
Okay.
It's one team only. For me, it's a tier break.
Let's hear it.
Tennessee.
See, the reason I want to say I have a problem is because that was my first thought, and then I thought the Jets are pretty rank 2, 0-4, fancy new coach, just turning it over. They are nowhere at quarterback. Tennessee's gonna, but they have a coach. Tennessee's got a.
Do they?
I mean, we'll see. I think
he doesn't. He doesn't have a computer.
I wonder.
He doesn't have the internet.
How bad could it get? Could he get fired?
No, he won't get fired. He was a great player for them.
Right.
And they are in position to start over at quarterback, which may explain why he is not using his computer. Tennessee is not. Tennessee is down way worse. The Jets should be 2-2. There's no way they should have lost last night. Or the opener. Right? I mean, they could have lost these games. I'm just saying, like...
But Tennessee's got... What's more... Tennessee's got the... Do they have... Yeah, that might be as...
I don't even know if they have the internet.
That might be as tenuous as Aaron Glenn, actually.
When I've been to Tennessee, I can't get online. The Blue Ridge Mountains are a problem. Like, I can't get online in Tennessee. Have you ever been able to? I can't.
I had
New York City.
We stayed in a cabin high atop the Smoky Mountains 3 years ago now, and great Wi-Fi.
Oh, well. Where's the stadium? I don't know. Tennessee is easily in the worst. Okay. Because if they finish last in the league, they're going to need a Carolina to swoop in and make them a sweetheart offer. Because they're not, I don't even know who the quarterback is next year. Maybe there's nobody. I haven't even considered that.
I did a little reading on that today. Speaking of tier breaks, it was a very lengthy article. I didn't get anywhere near through it, but the top of it was the top guys. The South Carolina guy looks really good.
Alabama.
The LSU kid and Oklahoma's guy, I think, maybe was on there. And there's another guy I'm forgetting.
The Oregon guy, Dante Moore?
I didn't get to him. I'm not saying he wasn't there. I just, there was so much about the first four guys that it's like, I got to go. I got to go to work. I closed it up.
I don't care who it is. It's not Andrew Luck. Tennessee won't draft whoever that is.
Right.
I mean, most times that doesn't happen.
Arizona did that.
Arizona
but
did
they
that.
But they didn't draft at 101. They drafted Rosen, 10th or something or whatever it was, and then the next year drafted Kyler Murray.
Right, and the Bears also didn't draft Fields 101, so good point. But for neither team did it work anyway, right. Even if they didn't.
Okay, you've talked me into Tennessee. Fine.
Tennessee.
You talked me into it. I mean, it wasn't like I didn't think they were that they didn't earn an opportunity to be there. I was a little more torn on they and the Jets.
15.
I'm going to say Jets. I don't want to hear about they should be 2-2. They can't hang on to the ball. They're inept.
Why is Braylon Allen ever playing? He fumbles at the goal line. They're rolling. I mean, let Fields play. Take that in. Let Breece Hall, their best guy. They must hate Breece Hall. I don't get it. Well, that's incompetence, but I'll say Cincinnati. There's another team that can't pick quarterback at 1, and they are so bad. If the Bengals and the Jets played this week, thoughts?
Wow.
Chase and Higgins are in prison there. Hendrickson may be able to escape 1-year contract. Chase can't. Look at him. He just doesn't even know what to do with his life anymore. He's over there just, will you listen to me, please? I don't even know what I'm saying. I just, help. I mean, what does Cincinnati, if Cincinnati doesn't trade for Kirk Cousins or something, what becomes of that team? And they can't draft, they're not going to draft Joe Burrow's replacement. I mean, I'm far enough into the season that I'm thinking about the draft, and I do not want to be one of these teams that's already heavily invested in quarterback and going to go to the bottom of the league and can't do anything about it except draft a guard. That just does not sound good to me at all. The Jets can start over. The Jets could even flush Aaron Glenn. Who cares? I mean, every big game management decision he makes is wrong. He's punting against the Bills in the third quarter down 20 points. Like he just wants to get through it.
So what are we
I'm
doing
on
here?
The Bengals.
I'll go Cincinnati here.
Let's go.
Man.
14.
It's this Jets love that's
I know it never
laid
it never
over.
Ends.
It's still here.
It's definitely not love.
They put on a putrid show on national television and they're still avoiding being in the bottom two.
Should have won. How about Garrett Wilson? Is he good?
I don't know. I stopped watching that game after I missed it. I missed everything. I as soon as the other game started, I was like, "Oh, there's another game! Yay!
Let me
go watch that." And it was not. Yeah,
Wilson, the Jets should have won. He gets robbed of a touchdown because I don't know. He touched the other guy. And that official had it so in for him, he's just like ruling incomplete, even though he catches the ball. By the time it gets to the referee for the announcement, he's like, the ruling on the field is a touchdown. Chris Fowler went 10 minutes, never knew it. Like, they changed the call. He never knew it because it was interference. The side judge had no time for Garrett Wilson. So, like, I don't even care if you're inbounds. Flag on you. He touched the other guy. You know, you've seen worse at people trying to get to the vending machine in line at your office than what Wilson does in that play. Anyway, forget anything ever happened there. And then end of the game, the play he makes for that touchdown, wow, that guy is so good. The catch he makes against the Bills when Rodgers gets hurt, nobody else is making these catches. And he's going 1,000 yards every year with who?
Zach Wilson.
Rodgers hurt, Zach Wilson, Mike White, Justin Fields. The guy is still undeniable. That guy. You know, enough said. All right, 14. I'll say. Is it already two Jets?
I feel like we got to be at Jets.
I might riot if we don't put the Jets here.
I mean, there's so many other teams, though. We don't have any tier breaks yet. 13.
How about we put Cleveland here and then maybe a tier break?
Okay.
What are the chances the kid they're going to put in is going to be any good? when they get around to doing that.
It'll be this week, I think.
Yeah. But
don't know.
That is not known yet, right? Like everyone thinks it should happen.
It's been reported that it will.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
But not that it's not confirmed.
The coach has not stood. He won't do that till tomorrow.
Right. Although they have to travel to England.
Oh. Anyway, all right. Well, Cleveland is there then. I would advocate for a tier break.
Okay, tier break. All right, Cleveland at 13-12.
Need a sound effect for tier break.
I just tried.
Yeah.
12.
The glacier breaking.
Miami.
Yeah.
11. Vegas.
Yes.
Do something. Vegas. Like, they should be 0-4. Well, no, that's not right. I mean, they beat New England. That wasn't a stupid game. They lose to Chicago. They could have won that.
They shouldn't be one.
They're 1-3. Yeah, 1-3 is on point for Vegas, I think.
It's getting harder to, like, you see, I just did it. They got a field goal blocked. Come on. What are the chances of that happening? That's getting harder to say. You got to stop saying it that way because it keeps happening. It's not like some rare occurrence anymore. I think it's the most since the year 2000 in the first 4 weeks of the season.
Is that right?
Field goal blocks. Yeah, I don't know why it's cut off there. If whoever did the work couldn't find data to go all the way back. I don't know. But nonetheless, it's been a crazy year for that already, and that was another example. But anyway, yeah, Raiders.
Stop throwing 3 picks in every home game, please. Start throwing to Bowers. That's a personal request / attack. 10. Oh, wow. Look at that. There's a tier break.
Yeah,
right. Nominating tier break right here.
Right?
Who's 10?
Did I rush the first tier break suggestion?
No, you didn't.
That's right, yeah.
4 teams all in the market for the 1 overall pick.
How big does a bit of spittle that flew out of my mouth need to be for it to show up on the Twitch or the YouTube feed?
That's not a question I can answer.
Because just now, that just happened. I don't know.
I'd have to watch it.
Anybody out there on the chat, bullpen, let's hear you. I don't know. Anyway.
Did it reach me? I didn't feel it.
No.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, it's good. It's gone now.
10.
Sorry. I'm just a little graphic.
Houston.
I could get with Houston here.
I think so. Yeah, I think so.
Wait, did we tier break Vegas alone there? That's why I was starting to say if I rushed it when we did it where we did it the first time.
No, I think that's fine, and I think there might be another one here. 9. Oof.
Jacksonville?
Who's 9? Jacksonville, I think I agree. Are they good?
That's the thing. They're 3-1, but it doesn't really feel like they should be.
I think I like New England more than them. I definitely like Baltimore more than them, even in the dilapidated state they're in.
Not for this, but just in general.
Yeah, right. I mean, so I'm talking myself into Jacksonville here is what I'm doing. Like, I want to put those teams below Jacksonville. I might be the first time I ever got the lingo right on the
all grown up
reverse AFC power rankings.
Jacksonville 9. 8. Wow. I mean,
Baltimore, New England.
New England.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. I think New England.
7.
I'm going to say Baltimore. They're just in such a sad state.
Pittsburgh.
I think they'll be
the end of that Dublin game.
What an embarrassment.
There's not a worse way to win if you're a fan.
They are such a wrestling icon, the Steelers. Like, just, oh, this guy's he's bleeding from his wrists. His forehead's cracked open. Oh, he won. That's Pittsburgh. Like, whoever that is in wrestling, somebody else who knows wrestling can tell. Is that Hulk Hogan? I mean, the late who can. You're welcome to tell me who that is. But somebody, like, if you thought wrestling was real, and somebody's like all just completely, they're in a coma on the mat, and you know, he's up. I mean, that's Pittsburgh.
Out. Yeah.
Every week, that's Pittsburgh. They kicked out. Very good. Yeah, Pittsburgh at 7. Who would you rather play? Who would you rather play in the first round? The Steelers or the Ravens?
Oh, come on. Yeah.
Come on.
Right.
Pittsburgh. See, I've resorted to that now.
Uh-huh.
Jeremy doesn't like that when he guest stars in the power rankings. It's like when you do the, oh, is that what we're doing? Who would you rather play? All right. 6. We have the 3 AFC West teams. We have the Colts, the Ravens, and the Bills. Who is the worst?
I think Ravens right now there.
I'm okay with that.
I got to say Ravens. Yeah. I mean, I would have put them. I was eager to put them ahead, you know, below ahead. See, now I already screwed it up.
Cooper Rush is going to play these two games?
Yeah. I mean, right.
They could be 1-5.
Yeah.
It could be over.
Yeah. It's two games already?
Well, it's 2-3. I mean.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's the report going on in Baltimore.
Thank you. All right. I just saw he was in doubt to play this week was the last thing I saw this morning.
Their next two games are both at home. Texans, Rams.
Oh, boy.
Then a bye, and then the Bears are in there. So they're not on the road for a month.
That would make sense to let him rest.
Cooper Rush, though, going up against that Houston defense.
Cooper Rush.
It sounds unwatchable.
All right. So Baltimore at what number are we?
6.
They're at 6. All right.
All-time high. 5. L.A.
I'm fine with the Chargers here.
4.
Colts.
Yeah.
They probably should have won on Sunday.
Yeah, well.
But whatever, they didn't. Tough look.
The Jets should be 2-2. All right, we haven't done tier breaks in a while, but that's fine. Colts at 4. 3.
Denver is still on the board, right?
Denver, Kansas City, Buffalo.
I'm saying Denver.
I'll go Denver.
That's it. It is written. 2, Chiefs.
Yep.
1, Bills. Chiefs. All you have to do, Chiefs, is just smile at me from across the bar and wink, you know, and a little bit of a wave, and then we love you just the same. It's all under the bridge.
It's
all fine.
You don't even need to go through. You can just text me at 2:30 in the morning.
Just Chiefs. Walk in.
Just whatever. You got a key. Just show up.
Just walk in. And you're mine. I'm yours.
You're good to go.
Anytime you want.
Can I get you a cocktail? I was asleep, but fine.
I'm not going to get you a cocktail. I've already made one. It's been sitting by the door for 40 days. Nobody's touched it. All right. Kansas City, the story of the week in reverse AFC power rankings on WGR, powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit empireelectricians.com. All right. This is the time of year where these are fun.
I agree.
I mean, in the summer, you just have to hope that, like, somebody gets cut. Some third-string linebacker gets cut. Like, oh, here we go. Reverse AFC. Has the balance of power shifted? But no, I mean.
How bad a job did we do with the tier? We lost our way with the tier breaks. The last tier break we had was at the Raiders. Well, which was a one-team break, right?
Two, but yes.
Okay.
Would you put the Bills in their own tier?
I think I would put the Bills and the Chiefs on the same tier.
Oh. Are the Bills deserving of their own tier?
803-0550.
Ross Tucker at 4. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog. Thanks for listening. This is WGR.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.